Episode 1070, The Season of Sharing.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day. It is Friday. It is Confession Day, and I hope you are ending the week with a huge bang, raising the roof and saying, yes, I got done what I wanted. Maybe not all of it, but you did get some done. I have one thing to ask you, though. I want you to promise me that you will gain some extra rest this weekend. The holidays are around the corner, and you're not going to be able to catch up on sleep the night before everyone shows up. Now, like I mentioned before, it is Confession Day, and so we got to let it all hang out, right? We're going to be real and raw, as we always are, but specifically today, we're talking about the season of sharing. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, at what point do you draw the line and plead a truce? It's a season of sharing, or so you thought. All you hear is the loud complaints of someone playing too long on the Xbox, the thumps of running feet as one child chases another for the toy, and screams of, I want it! Okay, I thought I'd save your ears there, because you know it's a lot louder than that. At least it is in my household. Well, the season of sharing seems to be more like WrestleMania than calm, loving, and enjoyable. What happened to that spark and where is it gone? The holidays are tough, not only for adults, but especially for children. Routines are uprooted. The house is full of extra energy with no place to run it off. The stress keeps building, and since it's a season of sharing, you feel it too. Everybody is extra stressed. Everybody is overwhelmed. They're excited and anxious all at the same time. Emotions are crazy. So if you really want the family to enjoy the season of sharing, which I want to do that, I want to be able to sit down and take in all their smiles and truly be present in the moment. But if we are too worried and overwhelmed and overworked and really underrested, which most of the time, that's every day because we're so busy, then the season of sharing is not going to happen. So if you really want that family, your family, to enjoy the season of sharing, you have to find a cure to the frustration and the impatient part of having everything perfect. You don't have to have the perfect Christmas tree. You don't have to have the perfect present. You don't have to have the perfect in-law suite with the, you know, pressed towels and sheets and all of that. Now, if you're doing that, you got a lot of time on your hands. You know what? I could use your help. But seriously, we all stress and overstress. Holidays, especially Christmas, heightens our emotions and can actually derail what we really want, the true reason for the season. The season of sharing, sharing stories, sharing food and gifts, dreams, and even rest. You can have it all, but it takes a determined heart to fill your day with what you want to share. So what can you do to capture the season of sharing? Here is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Cozy on up to giving. Oh yes, I know. Get yourself by the fireplace. Get your warm cup of whatever it is, Joe, tea, or a mixture of woohoo, I don't know. And cozy up to giving. You see, giving and sharing goes hand in hand. The difference is the giving is not just about presents. Most of the time, that's where we stop. We think, oh, you know, we've got to get a gift. We got to make sure everybody has something under the Christmas tree, and especially something that they want. And if the kids don't get what they want, then they're going to throw temper tantrums. And then mom, and especially dad, no one gets rest. And everybody's cranky. And everybody just goes home. Well, that's no fun. So we try hard to get everything that everybody wants, and we begin to make it about the present. But you see, giving is not just about presents. It's about giving you. That's sharing. I was talking to my kiddos this week. You know, I told you I was on a quick trip. It was a whirlwind. went down south, came back up north. I'm like, oh, I feel like Santa Claus, and I'm not even dressed in red. I felt a little bloated because anytime I travel, I don't know what it is, but that's for another episode. But I got back and I started having the conversation as to what do you all want for Christmas? I always have my children, regardless of their ages. Now they're getting older. When they were younger, we would do magazines and they would cut things out, circle things with markers. You know, it depended on the age. Sometimes I would have them draw things. It would be, you know, even part of their homeschooling. And we would even have them do some journaling and writing as to why do they really want that gift. And so I asked them this year, I said, what do you really want for Christmas? And they kind of paused, and my youngest would say, oh, well, you know, maybe some Legos or a new game that came out, but I don't know, Mom, I'll think about it and I'll look it up. My older ones were quick to say, I don't really need anything, Mom. You've given us everything. Dad and you take care of us. And I said, but there has to be something that you want. And they all just kind of looked at me and they said, well, we want the family to be together. You see, it's been tough for us being apart, us up north and Dad down south. Pretty soon, though, we will make a connection. And oh, what a celebration that will be. And that's around the corner. And yeah, I'm sure that will be another whirlwind of an adventure. The season, right now, your holiday, your Christmas, what does it look like for you? Is it all about the shopping and the hustle and the bustle and the running here and there? Is it about the screaming children and giving them what they want for fear that they're going to scream and, you know, throw their fits? Or is there something more to it, more of you? Because the cozying up to giving, you got to get cozy with you, yourself. Number one, you have to give of your time. Nothing brings the holidays more joy and cheer than you giving of your time. I know I'm guilty as charged. I can always make an excuse to do something on the internet with the online business. I can always make an excuse to find myself looking through my Facebook feed or looking at Pinterest or whatever. We all fall into those weird little traps. But this holiday season, make it be all different. Put technology away for just a little while. Yes, maybe you're giving some technology as a gift. That's wonderful. Enjoy that gift that's given. But during the time of opening up the gifts, the presents, give of your time so you can share more. Number two, give of your heart to share more. If you just sit there and you're just kind of like a bump on a log because you're exhausted, you've been running yourself ragged from one activity to the next, you're saying, oh my goodness, I'm trying to get it all together between the office party and between, you know, the family parties. We've got the church parties. We've got our parties here. It's just one thing after the next. And you're like, I've had enough. Maybe scale that back a little bit so you have a little bit more heart to give. To share. And number three, you have to give of yourself. That's how you cozy up to giving, so you can share you. That's exactly what God has done for us. God models the season of sharing perfectly. The season to bring hope to life, the opportunity to feel joy and love. You see, He gave part of Himself here. That's why we celebrate Christmas. It was a gift to us. Ultimately, that's what we want. Remember, we were created in God's image. And if that's what God gifted us, don't you think that what we have should be gifted too? Our time, our heart, and you. Don't get trapped in the chaos. Don't get trapped in the advertisements. Don't get trapped on the great old manipulation of the children because they are so good at it, regardless of the age. And yeah, daddies, especially you, watch out for your daughters because I know they've got you wrapped around their little finger. But in all seriousness, cozy up to giving because giving is the season of sharing. But that season of sharing is not of things that we can tangibly hold in our hands and give as a gift. It comes from the inside out, where you have hope brought to life. You have the feelings of joy and love. God gave a part of himself here for us so that we can have a relationship with him directly. The biggest gift ever. He gave of his time. He gave of his heart. And he gave of himself. We need to do that in return. We need to model that for our children. We need to model that for our community. There's enough hate in the world. There's enough destruction. My heart breaks for the California fires right now and what families are facing during this, what should be a very happy time. But it's not. The air quality is down. And that's what you need to live. And a lot of families have nothing now. But everyone can have something and can give of something in the season of sharing. And that's you. The season of sharing goes beyond bows and shiny paper, WrestleMania and arguments. The season of sharing brightens the darkness to light the way to live, love, and impact. Make today count. Make today a great day. For if God is willing to give of himself, we too should be willing to share part of our own. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.